at 7:19. I want to apologize. Our closed session went longer than anticipated, and I appreciate your patience. And to our special guests, I really want to say a special apologize. You guys look so great, and I'm excited to be giving you this award. And I hope this doesn't take us coming in tardy doesn't take away from that. But you can mark us tardy if you need to. The invocation will be done by Mrs. Shoemaker. Miss Shoemaker. Oh, sorry. I wrote it the wrong way. Mr. Flowers will be doing the invocation, and Ms. Shoemaker will be doing the flag salute.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come, Lord, praise you and thank you, Lord God, first and foremost, just for who you are. Lord God, we ask you just continue, Lord God, to use us all for your glory. Lord God, I pray for everyone that's in this room, Lord God, everyone that's on the sound of my voice, Lord God. Someone, Lord God, may just need to be a little touch from you right now, Lord. Somebody just need a word from you. Somebody just going through something, Lord God, just may need a little healing touch right now, Lord God. And Lord God, we ask you just have your way in each and every one of our lives. We ask you, Lord God, to bless this district as we go further. And this year, Lord God, you've been with us in the past, Lord God, so in the future, Lord God, go before us, Lord God, and lay a path, Lord God, that this district can follow. Lord God, just have your way. Let your will be done in each and every one of our lives. We ask you to bless our students, Lord God, and this district, Lord God, that they grow up to be outstanding young men and young women, Lord God, that they will be glorified by you, that you can use them the way that you want them to be used. We love you and we praise you, Lord God. We ask you to just have your way. This is blessed we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Here.
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 I left my report in closed session. Oh, no, I didn't. Then my red folder.
Did you give it back to her?
Mike might have it.
The following action was taken in closed session. It was moved by Mike Flowers and seconded by Daniel Menares. I'm so sorry. That the following student has not completed his term and conditions of expulsion and has been denied readmission to the West Covina Unified School District. And that was a unanimous vote. Student number 187924. Thank you. And I pass it on this way.
Yes, please. Thank you.
That moves us on to the presentations. The Edgewood and West Covina High School Explorers. The winners of the annual Police Explorer competition. We'd like to hear more about that, please.
Absolutely. Thank you, President Polis. We're very, very excited this evening, not only because we're celebrating students from both Edgewood and West Covina High School, but also with the relationship we have with West Covina Police Department. This board took action a year ago to begin an SRO program at our schools. It's really helped me develop a great relationship. I know Chief Faulkner's here. Will be, I know, speaking shortly, and the relationship. Thank you, Chief, for all the work that you do and for the open line of communication that you and I have, and we really can settle most issues before, you know, they get beyond the point of inquiry. So I would personally thank you for that. But for further celebration, I'd like to pass it over to Ms. Knudsen.
Thank you. I want to ask our two very proud principals that are here this evening with their wonderful students to come forward, Mr. Travatori and Mrs. Maddox, to do the introductions and share a little bit about the award.
That would be Dr. Maddox as of two
That's
days
right.
ago. So,
oh,
yes.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Board of Education, Madam President, of course, Superintendent Hinman, Cabinet, and of course, members of the community for being here this evening to celebrate this. So, Edgewood High School students and West Covina High School students, as Dr. Hinman had stated, are involved in this great program. It's an asset to the community. The kids are developing character, discipline, integrity, ethics, you know, mental and physical discipline and things like that. So really proud. It's my understanding this event had taken place in Chandler, Arizona. It was back January 16th, that weekend. There was a variety of events that they competed in, individual and group. Tactical operations, obstacle course, hostage rescue, critical thinking scenarios. There's a 5K run, fitness test, first aid, and all those things. So in a minute, we want to bring these kids up and celebrate their individual and collective achievements. But first, I would like to introduce Chief Faulkner.
Good evening. Thank you very much, Doc. I appreciate you coming or inviting me to come this evening. I'm very honored to be here. And first thing I want to say is I would echo Doc Hinman's statement. We have probably never had such a great relationship as we have right now with not only the West Covina School District, but many of the teachers and staff and the school board. And I think it goes to show you the leadership that is taking place at the school board level and also in the city and the police department. So that really serves, I think, as an important representation of your leadership in this community. Thank you. Doc, I appreciate that one-on-one relationship you and I have. Although we have a different, I think, role, we certainly agree and disagree on a lot of things, but our goal is always for the best interest of your students and our community, so thank you very much for that. Without further ado, I want to talk just a little bit about the Explorer program. Thank you very much for the introduction. The West Covina Explorer program has a steep history. We have been bringing up kids in our community, giving them a great role model and allowing them to get out and compete and show what they've learned not only locally but also outside the state of California. Many of these students have gone on and currently work in the West Covina Police Department around us, so they're growing. Our goal is to grow them from explorers into cadets and then cadets into officers, hopefully someday. Growing your own crop keeps them engaged and keeps them mentored throughout the entire process, and that's been my goal. I was an advisor when I was a young officer over in the city of Chino, and the Explorer program means a great deal to me here in West Covina. So I travel with them. I went with them last year and also this year because I like to see it firsthand, and I want them to know that they're supported. So with that, I would say thank you very much for honoring them tonight and being a part of letting us be a part of your program. It means a great deal to me and also to this community. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We'd like to make sure to introduce my Edgewood Lions. I'd like to introduce my first senior, Alexis Espinoza, who took first place overall in the Shoot, Don't Shoot Critical Thinking Scenario. He's going to be attending Mount SAC next year, studying psychology, and hopes to pursue law enforcement. Alexis.
The next student, he's a West Covina High School Bulldog, and he finished third place overall in the 5K run, Jason Frankly Dominguez.
So the following students participate in a group category and placed with two trophies that they brought home. The two activities that they participated in was hostage rescue and tubular assault. The Edgewood students I'd like to introduce you to is Tristan Rodriguez, who will be attending Mount SAC and pursuing law enforcement, as well as Cassandra Diana Avelar, who will be hoping to attend UC Irvine to study aerospace engineering.
Thank you.
And the final two students we'd like to recognize are Bulldogs, Mariah Alexis Perez. And Daniel Gutierrez. And I think we'd be remiss if we didn't introduce a very important fellow. He's our school resource officer at West Covina High School, but he's also one of the instructors with the Explorer program, Officer Eddie Flores.
Gentlemen, you can stand on the step to create two rows so everybody can be in the photo. There we go. Thank you. Yeah, there. Thank you. That way everyone can fit.
Thanks, everyone. This is how we do things.
Fabulous.
Yeah, sure.
Works better when your tallest are in the back.
Oh, God, that's true.
No, I do, but I
thank all of you for everything you do for our district and how you make us shine. Thank you so much.
I'll see you around.
We'll take a 2-minute break while giving the students a chance to exit.